I know it was 380,000 signatures. You have to gather from 6 of the 8. Were you able to do that, and were you able to go above that? Because I heard all 8, but I want to make sure I know exactly.
To be clear, more than 380,000 signatures. And yes, we overqualified. We shouted our greatest expectations. We exceeded them.
We gathered in all 114 counties in Missouri, and by far hit and exceeded our goals in all 6 in all congressional districts.
So did you? So that means you hit the 8% in all 8 districts.
Well beyond.
Tori, my question for you:
yes.
We've seen a battle from the Attorney General and the Secretary of State throughout this whole process. Are you expecting any hiccups in the coming weeks? And if so, are you watching closely? Kind of explain that.
You know, there shouldn't be any hiccups because we've clearly followed the law. Our volunteers, you can talk to any of them, they follow the rules to a T. And like we said, we exceeded our signature goal, but we are, of course, preparing for anything. And we're confident that any attacks that we experience are politically motivated and will win again in court.
Given that the Supreme Court of Missouri made a final judgment on this language, do you think that sort of helps shield against the accusations that the language was misleading the voters?
Oh, it certainly should. You know, you all were there for when we took that up to the courts and successfully won. We believe our language is a fair and true and accurate account of what our amendment does, and we're confident Missouri voters, when they see that language, they're going to vote yes.
Well, what do you make of the reported campaign to motivate people to withdraw their signatures? What do you make of that effort?
I think it shows that they know that they can't beat us. They know that Missourians aren't with them. If they thought they could win this on its merits, if they thought they could defeat us on their merits, they wouldn't be resorting to underhanded attacks, disinformation, and blatant lies.
In that vein, we saw a 30-plus hour filibuster this week about the initiative petition. Was it really about this?
They've been, anti-abortion politicians have been blatant that their attempts to make the process harder to participate in direct democracy is about abortion access. It is about seeing in state after state after state that people want private medical care. They want to make their own decisions, including about abortion, and they want to make it harder for the people of Missouri to actually participate in this process because they will restore abortion access.
Are you concerned of a potential situation where the initiative petition making it harder to amend the Constitution would go on the August ballot followed by abortion on the November ballot? You're all shaking your head no. I want
Missouri voters are going to vote it down. They're going to see right through it and see it for the lie that it is, just like voters did in Ohio. They're trying to use every tool in their playbook by frankly changing the rules because we keep on winning, but we will continue to win.
Let's do one more question.
You're talking a lot about risks that volunteers were facing. What kind of risks were volunteers facing as they were trying to gather signatures?
You know, I think that we saw the Decline to Sign campaign pop up in parts of the state. But I actually think what happened whenever those protesters would show up is it would drive more people towards the signature gatherers because it would bring attention that they were there, and then more Missourians said, oh, hey, I want to sign that too.
The truly amazing thing, can I say one thing? The truly amazing thing about doing events all over the state is also there were people who came out because they saw on the Missourians for Constitutional site, there's an event in your neighborhood, it's in Nevada, it's in Sedalia, it's wherever you are. But it wasn't just the people who came because the events were online, it's because they drove by and stopped and said, I am going to stand up for my rights. It was more organic than anything we could have imagined, and that's why we were able to exceed our goals by so much.
Yep. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.